Writings of the Rabash, Volume 2, page 1438, letter 10. For the friends, I am very much surprised that I haven't attained, that I did not get from any of you any picture of a letter. I thought I would receive it from each and every one of you, meaning that everyone will detail his actions from the perspective, for I shall see your heavens, the act of your fingers. Your heavens, meaning the servitude which are for the sake of heaven, and they are apparent in the actions of your fingers, meaning each and every one tries to work in their to raise the divinity from the ashes, so that each and every one will point with his finger and say, here is our God. And we should know that the work is on the right, as written, you shall be innocent with thy God. A person should be innocent, meaning to believe that the Creator is whole and complete and is no deficient, none whatsoever. And that can be felt only in the meaning of the right of the Lord, He is high, meaning the exaltedness of the Creator, that one should depict the greatness of the Creator. And man, everything he does, he serves the King. And every precept being made, the Creator receives contentment. And when they pray, then the Creator, he hears the praises of what a person sings and prays the Lord. And we need to depict, there are a few people in the whole world that the Creator doesn't give them an opportunity to serve Him and to bring contentment upon Him. Rather, He pushes them away. And even when they do a mitzvah, they do not remember or do not believe that the Creator sees and hears, receives and takes into consideration their actions. And the Creator, He pushes them away by not giving them an opportunity to think or to do or to believe. And whoever the Creator wants to bring closer to Him, then He gives him good thoughts, meaning he should remember while keeping a mitzvah that he does the mitzvah for the sake of the Creator, or simply when he is performing a blessing, when he's saying a blessing, that everything became from him, he says it regularly. And when he does it, he doesn't pay attention that he's talking to the Creator. Or in general, he wasn't given an opportunity to bless even out of regularity. And if a person depicts that the Creator gives him an opportunity to make a mitzvah because he wants to bring contentment to his Maker, even once a month, and to serve the King even once a month is enough for him. Abaye said, therefore, he needs lemimra meumad. Amida, standing, is called the wholeness of the degree, meaning a person should say in a high degree and be with happiness if he is given an opportunity to serve the King, and other people are not given such an opportunity, and then the Creator is whole. Meaning, we need to say that the name of the Creator, meaning the name good and benevolent, is revealed and shines upon a person in wholeness. And also a person, a whole person, meaning that he still has advantage in Torah and mitzvot and good deeds, because as much as a person does to serve the King, he doesn't deserve that. A person should know that there are many people in the world that the Creator doesn't give them the opportunity to do anything for His sake. But we need to take also the left line, meaning to criticize, to examine whether this is the truth, if his faith is whole, if the action that one does, if they are pure and holy without any diversions if the name good and benevolent is not being swallowed in his organs, and then the left is in dispute with the right, since he sees that if he is making a right calculation, that everything is inverted, God forbid, and then there is a dispute between the lines, between the right and the left. And if one does not engage in the middle line, then the left annuls the right, and his wisdom is greater than his deeds, meaning he criticizes more than the good deeds that he does. It turns out that he's falling into hell, which is extended from the left, and there's the hell of the fire of lust, or the snow that he chills down from the work, and he has no desire but to be in a state of laziness, sleep, and so on. And one needs to overcome and pray for the mercy of the Creator to be able to extend the middle line, meaning to subjugate the left line under the right. Meaning that he says that although, according to the criticism, then the mind obligates differently, but he walks above reason. It turns out that the middle line has purified the right, that before he extended left and went to the right, then he thought that also the reason necessitates the exertion in the servitude of the Creator. And after he extended the left line, then when he subjugates it to the right, then it is apparent that he chooses the right, although he has another reason from the left. Therefore, we need to remember while we go and work on the left line, so that the intention will only to show that although there is left, anyway, he chooses the right. And therefore, we need to divide the time of work and not to mix them together. I wrote about the achoraim posteriority of the three lines, and when we are rewarded, then we extend the three lines to the panim. From me, your friend, Baruch Shalom, Yehuda Halevi Ashlag. Any questions? Yes. Working in the group, even 23 hours, I have to look at them as the greatest of the generation. They do everything. And another half hour, I need to look at them differently, right? Let's say they don't come to the lessons, they don't do this, they don't do that. How should I look at them this way? How do I work with them? Why is it called work then? Let's read that letter then. We still have some more time. Or at least that part where it speaks about it. It's in the writings of Baal HaSulam. Indeed, I hear such questions from everyone. The rule from which everything stems is that we have to resemble the light. The actions between the light and the Kli are called actions of adaptation. To start with, the Kli is opposite from the light in everything. What happens, whether we like it or not, is for the Kli to come closer to the light. That coming closer can be through a natural force, and this natural force is very cruel. And the development is very, very uneasy for a person because he is the sensitive part in this whole development. And the main thing is not that he's only sensitive, he also predicts. Animals, they don't see, they don't understand. They know and understand what is close to their body. They feel a tsunami people don't. Few days before they feel what's going to happen. But what's going to happen in a month or two in advance to see the future, they can't, and people can. People suffer more than everyone else. People also suffer for the loss of their corporal life and the lack of spiritual life. So in most cases in one's life, one lives, he is compelled to live. He's not given the opportunity to disconnect himself from life. The process that we're going through in due time or in hastening time is a process of the coming closer of the kli to the light. And after the shattering, the kli is opposite from the light, but he doesn't reveal that he's opposite from the light. And gradually, through the situations that the kli is going through, he begins to acknowledge that he is the opposite from something, from opposite from what? From the bestowing force, which is concealed. Concealed. It's not in our world. The bestowing force, only a receiving force. And therefore, it is if we're walking only on one leg. We don't have the second leg. And therefore, the situation is bad. We cannot manage anything. In our world, we can only, from within our ego, to do all kinds of manipulations, as if we're working with two forces. So there is one system, the bestowing force, the receiving force, and all. It was divided in half. This is only the receiving force, but before it was divided, an explosion and incorporation was made in them, the force, the bestowing force and the receiving force. And in our system, which is on the left, reception, there is also the bestowing force, which is under the receiving force. And then it seems to us in our system that there are two forces here, reception and bestowal, although it's only reception which is in control. But seemingly we have two forces, and then we think we can manage anything. And then we manage our world entirely egoistically. Everyone does as much as he can for himself, and the bestowing force is serving the receiving force in everything. This is the condition. Now, that condition had come to a destruction, to the recognition that it can't be managed this way anymore. It is finally revealed that both the receiving force and the bestowing force, they all belong to the receiving force, which is in control. Where does it come from? Because the economy, industry, everything that a person built in order to enjoy life, he enjoys the bestowing force that he can develop for the sake of reception, which will enjoy more. It doesn't work anymore. That capability is gone now, that the bestowing force will work for the sake of reception. Doesn't work anymore. That means that there is no more development, because the development can be only through the bestowing force. And therefore, they are helpless. It's a dead end. And then, a great necessity for bestowal needs to be revealed, because we cannot develop anymore. And even what we have now enters a destruction. So knowing these two kinds of systems is very important. Why did I tell you that? I don't remember. But what did you say that made me speak about it? Half an hour a day and 23 and a half hours. We're talking about last honor, respect, that remove a person from this world. The question is, should we reach a state where I do an inner work with my friend and try to rise above my reason, or to somehow insist on the basic things coming to the morning lesson? Where should I make concessions or not? Last, envious and honor, everyone has naturally in him. The fire of jealous is the strongest, most powerful. The jealousy of the host of the Creator, honor, this is something, well, who can stand against it? A person, he heats up, he's prepared to, well, if he gives up on his honor, it is either he gives up on himself entirely, and that can be. So probably it pays off for him. So he makes a calculation how later on he will demand his payment and will receive it, because it comes from the highest root. The restriction was made due to the hurt in honor. The Pharaoh says, who is the creator that I shall listen to him? Our ego. All the blows are blows in our honor. Who's going to be in control? The creator or the helpers of Pharaoh? All his wizards. It's either the creator is strong, powerful, or the ego is powerful. And last, the force of lust is a very strong force. This is lust for the light, to receive in order to receive, to enjoy it. It comes from a very high root, because the light created the kli. So all those three things, they are in us, especially for us to advance, either in for them or against them, depends on how we are awakened from above. When they increase in us the honor, lust, and envious, and we advance by using those three, but in order to rise above them. So you mustn't be a hermit. You have to use them, but you have to use them correctly in order to advance. That's it. So the force of lust, hatred, and honor are good. If you can manage them, then you truly have an ability to grow. What do we tell kids? See what he's doing, the other kid is doing, look at him, learn from him. If he doesn't see anything from the outside, if he won't want to have something that others have, how will kids grow? We put kids into a good environment, and through the flow that he feels every time, he should learn from others what he's missing, what he's lacking. This is how we advance always. A child knows. See what he's playing with, see how he's playing, and so on. In sport, we want to be next to strong people, to learn from them, to be motivated so that it will push me forward. He who chooses a better and stronger environment every time, then he's praiseworthy. This is how one advances, yes? He who keeps choosing a better environment and advances this way, does he choose it by himself, in himself, or physically? I can't understand the connection. If the society, to start with, in general, craves for the same goal like him, then there's no point in replacing the society. A stronger society is because he is more jealous of it. He looks at them as greater. Everyone who blames does it due to his own flaw. He doesn't see them internally as stronger. So I come to the lesson, there's no one, and I sit and I begin to work that they are the greatest of the generation and they have risen. So where do you draw the line between looking that flow in me? No, in an ordinary state, you see that they're in a lesson and they study. And all of a sudden, you come to a lesson and there's no one there. And you're saying, okay, that's it. They're all this way and that way. Everything is worthless and so on and so forth, right? You criticize them. That's it. And then you feel bad. That they all ran away on the one hand, and on the other hand, you take pride that you stayed around and that you're doing your work. And then all of a sudden, they come to you and told you, we're doing a very important action of dissemination or something. So, couldn't hear what he said. Glycerin. Lust, envious, and honor, they put a person into self-criticism. And the left line is big enough already. Where do you take the right line from? I don't know. It depends how one accepts that. Lust, jealousy, and honor are means to advance everywhere. Everywhere in the world. In the most egoistic societies. How does it happen at work? How much does one profit? Look where he's working. The privileges that he has. The car that he gets. The boss really likes him. This is lust, jealousy, and honor. But in our goal, in our case, it is with respect to the goal. A person is devoted to the goal, and I'm not. So what is my true goal? And that's it. I stay on the left. How can you add the right to it? You leave, a person leaves, he doesn't care as long as he just calms himself down. So where shall we take the right line from? It's not left. If it would have been the left always, then you would have been burned out. You don't have left. You turn it off and that's it. You neutralized it. Nobody knows. Nobody comes. It's this way. Whatever happens, happens, and such. This is the way jealousy works. Okay, so there's jealousy, and this is the result. No, you turn off the jealousy. You don't want to have it. It disturbs you. You turn it off even unconsciously, even before you feel it. And instead of awakening it sufficiently in order to advance, you turn it off. You don't want to suffer. True? So what's next then? You need support from the environment to help you to be in positive jealousy and to feel that this burning fire is something positive. This is fuel for you. This is what brings you out from this world as written to the next world. Yes. How do we awaken this last jealousy and honor inside a group? The group has to work on it. It has to show everyone of its friends that all in all, the friends succeed, they're all great, they're all connected. And everyone should feel that This is something that is missing. He's not along with the others. He's not connected to them enough. He's not burning like they are. He's not advancing like them. It should be awakened in everyone. How do we awaken that? We act like with kids. We play. We play like with kids, that we're greater than you are, that we're more connected. We have this special connection between us and you don't even know about it. It's very, very stimulating. But we should play this way deliberately and towards everyone, because creating the kelim is up to us, the deficiency for it to happen. The light corrects the kli, but according to our invitation. So the invitation should be written properly, according to all the conditions. Then the light will do it. There's this feeling that we have to play this game of addition in external things, in coming to the morning lesson, act of dissemination. Yeah, he's so great, he comes every day, he makes so many actions. How do we come from this to the prayer of many? How can we give that feeling to everyone? Everybody is asking and demanding, and that he will feel that everyone are in it. Look, we have many actions. People are very busy. I can't say that everything has to be this way. We're having different conditions. But without a morning lesson, or part of it, at least an hour or 2 hours, a person won't advance. He doesn't have a daily infusion. He needs to receive his daily dose. And it is because we're all connected then. And as much as we participate, and many people throughout the world, many people participate. And there are many of which we don't know. Therefore, it's a must to be connected to the lesson. It's a must. Those in Australia, for instance, for them, it's the middle of a working day. They can, so this is something else. So they will watch it at home later on.
If we're talking about such times of the day where you really can't watch live, then what can you do? But I also think that there could be the opportunity of hearing the lesson, not watching it, because you already watched it many times, so you know what's happening in terms of watching it, but it's enough to even hear. Just hearing, only hearing, may be even a stronger impression than watching, because then you're not impressed by your sense of sight, only through the sense of hearing, so you're paying more attention to the inner internality of the words. But without a morning lesson, there's just no chance.
There's no doubt that the morning lesson is very important. How can one use jealousy, honor, and respect, and lust beside the lesson so that we'll all come to the prayer of many?
This is what we're trying to do in the morning lesson, both in terms of preparation for the lesson and the lesson itself, so that the lesson will become a prayer. What we learn about is our own advanced states. The wisdom of Kabbalah describes the network of connection between the souls. Atik, Arichanpin, the world of Asiya, all kinds of things. All of it is about the system of connection that we have to build between us by the light. We're incapable. We can only cry. If the cry is correct, all of a sudden, boom, you see that you're in Chazeh of Asiya. That's it. The light built it according to your outcry. It's just like the baby and its mother. As much as he cries, she understands what he wants, and she gives him. That's what we need to do in the lesson. That's the action. There's nothing else that I need. Whatever it's written there, it doesn't matter to me. I need to discover what's written. And discovering is only by the action of the lack that we show from our side, and the light then builds it. Then we'll come to a point where what we read between us appears. Just like, you know, a magician's book. I don't know, I think of Harry Potter or something of that sort. You read, you start reading, and then the book suddenly opens up in you. It discloses within you what you're reading. And you each time read about a system that is more and more evolved, refined, and more phenomena, lights, appear in that system. And compared to this world, this is, I don't know, hundreds of thousands of times stronger and more qualitative and more powerful. Don't think about it like some flimsy tensefilot with some threads between them. And according to how you read, that's how it will appear to you. This is called Kabbalah in practice. Yes, Hanukh.
It seems that it is more efficient, the feeling from the outside, in order to advance. And in order to advance, I need to generate this feeling of enviance in order to advance.
I didn't understand you. Did anyone?
We need jealousy in order to advance.
In order to?
I need to feel that I'm on the outside and everyone are on the inside. So how do I not cancel the efficiency of the feeling from the outside and improve the feeling from the inside? How do I not cancel its efficiency?
This is a work that happens in two legs all the time. There's nothing to do about this. Every time that you must always be in, how to say it, you have to be appreciating the group that they are found in Ein Sof. Only you have eyes and you shall not see, meaning I don't see that they are in Ein Sof. It's not how they describe themselves or how they feel themselves or the silly questions that they ask, or they can't study. Internally, they are in Ein Sof. And it's really true. It's correct. Besides the world of Ein Sof, nothing else exists. All the rest is a concealment towards us. So I want to rise above that concealment. I want to discover them as the greatest of the generation, where they are in truth. And everyone, trust me, everyone in the world is 100% completely working for the Creator. 100%. Only we don't see it. So, if I relate to them that way, just like Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma to his students, then I always have an opportunity to advance. And it's really true. It's not imaginary. With respect to me, that's how the concealment works. However, in truth, what I see is only what I see. Moti.
Rabash writes here in the article, and the ones the Creator wants to bring closer, he gives them good thoughts. It seems as if it's protection from the Creator.
good or means foreign and bad.
I didn't understand what you said.
How does it write? All of those who are loved by the Creator shall be stricken by Him.
The ones the Creator wants to bring closer, He gives them good thoughts. That's a special relation to them.
True? Oh boy. Yeah, but this is nepotism. Oh, you see it on the people of Israel. Do you have any better example? Seriously, it's favoritism or nepotism. I'm telling you, seriously. Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm talking about. The people who suffer the most. Kitchen duty. They say it's a privilege here. No, but we're talking really, I'm telling you, indeed, our entire history is sort of favoritism. It's not unclear, but this is what's actually called being the loved one.
So how does this happen? There are countries who have, like Switzerland and Sweden, what does that mean? Who feel good and didn't have wars and such, what does that mean? That he doesn't want to bring them closer or what? Or maybe...
This will appear. It will become revealed. Yes, David.
Regarding envy, lust, pride, hatred, and such. If a person feels this, and it's negative and such, then what is the right thing to... What's the right way to react to such...
What to do about envy, lust, and honor? Well, to use it correctly, first of all, to realize that we're all created beings. We have no reason to be ashamed of what we've got. Let's just relate to it objectively, from the side, from outside. I have all kinds of qualities, this and this and this and that. What of the above, in what type of use, in what way of connection should I use them in order to advance to the goal optimally? So that's my problem. So I'm looking at all of this in a creative manner. So then, as much as I work from the point in the heart against my animal, then I'm not afraid to discover that I'm not really that close to the group toward with respect to others. Perhaps actually I don't always come to the morning lesson, and I disregard and disrespect some other things. So I deliberately, but as much as the ego allows me, and the fear of being hurt allows me, I nevertheless feel a few stings, find them in themselves, in myself, by myself. Moreover, I want the light to do that to me. I want it to show me how much corrections I still need to do, and then I cry out and I don't separate myself from the lights, and I ask from it to show me how to cry, to show me how to understand the situation itself that's broken. And each time I turn to Him, I address Him, and then time and time again He illuminates my Reshimo, and then I feel more and understand more, and I move forward from step to step very fast. We cannot advance by a millimeter unless the light induces a change. So that's how we do this work fast. So I don't really pay attention if it's envy or lust or honor or this or that. Simply the group and the quality of bestowal there. That's the light. So I each time try to be immersed in that more and more. It's not about words. There has to be such a template within that I each time want to process, clarify, and protrude, pronounce. Okay, we are about to conclude. Oh, here's a big guy.
You said before to one of the guys that you need deficiency in the morning lesson. How can I create it within myself and within my friends in the group? It's deficiency from the morning lesson so that my heart would ache during the lesson.
I don't know what to tell you. The lack for the morning lesson, I think it's a necessary thing. It must be like, well, I don't know, without it, there's no day. There's no day without it. So once and for all. I don't know what to say. I never missed a lesson. Besides when I was lying completely sick and not able to move with all the skin problems I had for a few weeks. And after that, I managed to stand up and come back. But otherwise, how is it possible to disconnect? A person must be afraid of that. The atmosphere has to be such. I don't know. This is a must. I don't have words. It's not once a week or once a month, or it has to be. If you live far away, then through the internet or through the television, but you still must. Without it, you lose touch with the upper source. Through the group, through the teacher, through original books. Simply each and every day, just like the roots and the branches, we too have a new reshimot. And if a person doesn't process the reshimot in its time, then he starts having two lost reshimot, then three, then four. And these things don't go away so easily. He becomes more and more blocked, and he can't go back and quickly skip over all the other reshimot. He has to delve into each one and realize it one by one. And the question is how to do it. He doesn't have any external support, because on the day we are in the lesson, there's a certain state happening in the world. A certain light appears, and a collective feeling spreads through from our world group, and it helps internalizing the message, processing one's lishimo. Even if he just slightly touches the lesson, it still works. There's a contact is made. Even if the reshimo hasn't yet been processed fully. Whereas, if he's not in the lesson on that day with us, throughout the 24 hours, then that's it. That illumination from us does no longer work in the world. So then he addresses the general illumination. Of course, it's there. There's no absence in spirituality, but it's not the same thing. Continue.
As youth, I cannot come to the morning lesson every day.
As youth, not being able to come to the morning lesson every day, being under limitations that are not up to you, that's perfectly fine. But at least an hour a day, you should invest in the lesson. At least an hour a day. And also try to have that hour, a bit of the Tess, a bit of Zohar, a bit of everything. Say 15 minutes from Tess, 15 minutes from Zohar, and half an hour an article, let's say. Okay?
I wanted to ask about the letter we've read today.
They can't hear you.
He's saying that once the Creator invites Himself for you, for a demand, you should know this and strengthen as much as you can, to demand greatly and more strongly because the King is calling you. My question is, that same moment, that call that you receive from above and a person feels that, how to first of all capture this moment in one's in your teeth, because immediately this moment vanishes once you're being distracted, and how to empower it, how to grow it, what should be done once you remember, until, as he says, to demand in greater powers.
This is done by the appreciation, respect, by the gratitude, thankfulness, all those emotions, because that's how you expand your vessels. And each time you aim yourself that way, the vessels expand further and further, and you continue holding on in depth and width of that illumination. You digest it better, understand it better, connect to it. Yes.
Before you expand that moment, how to hold on to this like Rottweiler, because it could just vanish.
Probably there is lack of appreciation if it disappears completely and immediately. Can't happen otherwise, because if I really expected it and wanted it, anticipated, and suddenly it appeared, and then what? What about me? I don't care. That's a sign that my kli is not ready. I went by something, and that's it. Disappeared. The vessel is insufficient. It's like we spoke about those four phases in the Masechet Pesachim. There's no desire and no intention. So, okay. So, it goes by. Yeah.
There are states in which you hold on to that moment and start working with it. But doing your work, you are sure that it's in your hands and there's something to work with.
but it disappears after your efforts.
Yes.
Because your efforts are not exactly compatible to the nature of the light. You begin to digress. You want to try to fit it into your square. You don't process these things correctly, and therefore it disappears. You're trying to put the phenomenon into incompatible vessels. You're trying to keep water in a filter. You know, how do you call that? You know, those filters. You can't do it that way. It's like what Rabash says, that you're trying to fill a bag that is intended for cement with water.
And when there's an attempt to work correctly and to really work this moment,
immediately open the books. What to do? Immediately open books. And specifically places where you kind of feel like going deeper.
Within this process where already starts to be work and scrutiny, what happens next? Comes distraction and that's it? Or what can be next in the process?
When you engage in the book with that awakening, you connect, you contact the text itself. You grab it by the teeth.
Next.
Then you live in it.
And next.
It's not enough to live there? I don't understand.
Until the state changes and...
Doesn't change, no. You have to exhaust it completely and get everything out of it. Treat it again, even, and try to process it again, and perhaps even use psalms and, well, try all kinds of things. But only try more and more opening your vessels, both in gratitude and in lack. Yeah.
How to put within it the work with the friends.
I don't know if you should try to push all the friends into this, because you may lose the contact with the light if you don't yet have it as one. You have to try to do it. Try to see where does it appear? Where am I going to discover this great illumination in a powerful way, and to see that it rules me not only right now, but that it rules the entire world? That will appear that way. That's called revelation of the Creator to the creature. So you begin to then describe, envision the Kli to yourself, the collective Kli. But again, it's in the innermost aspect, because if it'll appear in you in a different way, relation with the friends and what's going on between us and things like that, you may still